No composer has ever surpassed Richard Strauss at telling stories or painting pictures with music. And probably the most outrageous and indulgent example of Strauss doing both is one of my personal all-time favorite works, the Alpine Symphony. It's the story of a day-long climb from the base to the summit of a Bavarian Alp, and you won't hear more vivid depictions of nature and the human being's reaction to it than you will in Alpine Symphony. Let me give you just a few examples of this epic tone poem and Strauss's skill at orchestral visualization. The day begins at night, before sunrise. Climbers set out in early morning darkness, and listen to how Strauss sets this magical scene. The orchestra plays a long, slow, descending scale, and as it descends, each pitch is sustained somewhere in the orchestra until, at the end of the scale, you are enveloped by this velvety fog of darkness. And then, listen to how he shows you sunrise. Now hear how he portrays the jaunty feelings of the climbers setting out in the morning light across a beautiful alpine slope. After passing some hunters and entering a forest, they follow a stream that leads them to a waterfall. Now here's what it sounds like when they're high up on the mountain, precariously attempting to cross a glacier. Eventually, they reach the summit, and just listen to how Strauss makes you hear the glorious exhilaration the climbers feel as they achieve their momentous goal and look out over the magnificent alpine landscape below them. There are many more picturesque scenes as the climbers descend. You'll hear the sun become obscured by clouds. You'll hear the calm before the storm, and then the violent thunderstorm, a gorgeous sunset, and the work ends as it began, in the darkness of night.